Hey everyone, welcome to episode 22 of the Tomo on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Too good.
Too good? Where are you posted up? Looks like your background's a little different this time.
Yeah, I'm up in a cottagey area.
Cottagey area?
I don't know why I said cottage area. It's not cottage country at all.
I've got a cottage.
yeah, just a quick little getaway. No, I'm up Kingston area, like Amherst Island.
So you got to take the ferry out to get there? I don't think I've been there. I've been to Wolf Island down in Kingston, but I haven't been to
Yeah,
Amherst.
I think Wolf's a more common one. Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe we'll blur it out just so we don't get any crazy stalkers.
I know. They'll be coming out. There's probably a lot of listeners on Amherst Island, so they'll be excited that they get a shout out.
Right. They're all in a control room right now going nuts.
I see them peeking in the window, actually. It's like the Jack Luker on the Turtle on the Rocks podcast is here.
Yeah, no.
Live showing out there, 6 feet away.
Looks like Coachella.
Yeah, pretty much. So, what is there? Is there even like more? Is there like more than one market? Is there a convenience store there? What's on the island? I'm curious about this.
Yeah, there's two general stores that have like groceries. Then there's like a convenience store type area, and then like one LCBO outlet.
Is there a pub
that has like? There is, but it's only open in the summer.
Makes sense, I guess. Is it? Can you access the island? Like, does anybody live there permanently?
Yeah.
All year round.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it runs. The whole thing runs pretty much, but like the restaurants are mostly like seasonal, just because a lot of the people that work are just like occupants of the island, and they just like they have nothing really else to do. They just like, oh yeah, sure, I'll help out.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. You go up there often, or?
No, not that much. My parents go a lot. I've only been a few times. There's like one school here too, and I think it's mostly like I think all the teachers are just like occupants of the island as well.
That is so true.
I think there's like more official things to it, but like I don't think you can just show up and teach a class. But
like I always thought Bowmanville was a small town, but then when you think of something like that, when you literally know everyone, it reminds you of like Schitt's Creek. The show I'm watching is like everyone in the town knows each other, and they're all like. You'll go to like the social, like you go to the bar or the restaurant, everyone will be there, and then you'll look at like the government and it's the exact same people. I don't know, I just find it so funny.
You know, that's pretty much what it's like here. There's not that many people, but I don't know the exact population, but it's small.
Yeah, you're staying alive during quarantine. Everything's getting better. You've been outside a bit more.
Yeah, finally not sick anymore. Nice. And I've experienced the outside world, and it's nice.
Yeah, still the same as you remember it. Yeah, I actually, last 2 days, I've been a bit of a hermit as well, but I'm trying to get out now that the weather's nice. I got on the bike today, and I could hardly get up the hill, like 500 meters, so I'm going to have to do that a couple more times, I think, or I'm going to lose my luscious figure if I don't get on the bike more.
My curves.
Yeah, so that's nice. Maybe
It's been uplifting, though. It's been really gloomy and like not very inviting, but like this is kind of like a sign of good things to come, hopefully.
It is still chilly today, but if you throw on like a nice windbreaker, you're fine to sit out there.
Yeah,
tomorrow's supposed to be hot. Tomorrow's supposed to be like hot. I read 16, so that would be pretty nice. Might have to have a driveway beer or two. Socially acceptable socially driveway beer. Yeah. So you moving some stuff up there, or you heading back? You heading back home soon?
Yeah, we're gonna. I think we're heading out soon. We pretty much just brought up like firewood and stuff, like. Because, like, the whole thing, there's not, like, I think there's AC, but there's no, like, furnace or anything. So, like, if you want it warm, the whole thing has to be kind of run by this, like, main kind of fireplace area that, like, and then that heats the entire house.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. It might be a fire hazard now that I'm really kind of saying it out loud, but.
Whatever. You'll deal with it.
No loose papers.
Yeah. Are you close to the water, or are you kind of, is it, like,
yes,
everyone's on the water?
Right,
is everyone on the water there, or is it, like, a.
Yeah, I think from what I've seen, I've only done a few laps of the real place, but it's more like the outskirts are the houses, and then the insides are like more farmish areas, and like the building and like the actual like shops and the
because everything's homegrown there. Probably.
Places. Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect.
So like from what I've seen, everyone's kind of waterfront.
Yeah, that's good. What else have you been doing to keep busy? Watching any Netflix? Any shows recently?
Yeah, I know. I've been on a bunch of. I know you want to talk about Last Dance. I'm loving it too. I binged like the entire thing of Too Hot to Handle. That shit's good.
Yeah, let's do Last Dance first. and then we'll go into the other ones because I've been watching a couple other ones too. Did you know a lot about Jordan before this? Like, did you watch any? Because there's been documentaries before, like articles and shit about him. I personally didn't look into it that much. Like, I don't really look into historical sports that much. I'm more of just watching it now type of guy. I don't know about yourself.
Yeah, I don't. I kind of try and like, for a lot of topics, I kind of like to, especially like, well, mostly things that like don't help me at all. I kind of like to know a lot about a lot of things. So like, I'm not, I obviously know more about like modern day basketball and all that stuff, but I like to kind of keep up with knowing a lot of stuff about the old school stuff. So I kind of just like watch like YouTube videos just about Jordan and a lot. I knew a lot of these kind of like back behind the scenes stuff, but I never got like a good look like you can get with this documentary. Like I knew a lot about like the how competitive he was, like the hours he would just spend at gyms and shit like that. Like growing up, he was obviously cut by his team, and then that drove him to like pretty much to a point of insanity to become the best. And I know, yeah, I kind of like know of like the small stories, but like I've never would have thought like the in-depth stuff, especially like when they talk about like the Rodman era and like how he like pretty much forced him to play and pretty much forced his teammates to play well, and like how his teammates responded and how like he was pretty much could like, it was the consensus was he was just an asshole, but to a point where it was for the better of the team. He had to be he had to be a villain to be a hero almost.
I think for me, it was kind of cool to see a guy like Michael Wilbon or somebody like that who has clearly seen like LeBron and Jordan play and like has been such a, has watched both of them their whole career almost. So I think that's cool to see because then you can actually like, that guy knows and remembers and he sees like the new era. So you can actually kind of trust what he's saying. Whereas like if you're talking to somebody our age, they're pretty much just watching maybe a couple clips, right? And the highlights. So I think that was kind of cool. But yeah, like, seemed like a hard-nosed guy who just at the beginning was so innocent, but then just like the drive to win and be better than everyone else just like took over and he couldn't hold it in. But it seemed like the cast he had with him, they like respected that, and that's what drove them. Like both Pippen and Rodman kind of needed a kick in the ass to get going, and like they were both big talents, but they didn't necessarily bring it every night unless they had that guy, like that stalwart there who was kind of kicking their ass and getting them going. So that was pretty sick. And like, it kind of shows the competitive nature, and you see that like in LeBron as well, where he just like, he'll do anything to win, and he's not afraid to like call out his teammates in that regard as well. Did you like, you thought it, is this the best kind of sports documentary you've ever seen, or would you say like one of the best documentaries you've seen recently?
Oh yeah, I'm not too big on like, I can't really think of like a big like, I can't really think off the head of like a big time one that I've loved, but I would kind of just think of like 30 for 30s, which is, this is what it kind of is, just like a more fleshed out and more well produced version. So I would definitely rank this up so far, at least, as one of the best.
Yeah, it's like an old open gym, but the same concept, just like what, 20 years ago.
I've noticed too a lot, like, you don't even, especially for like a lot of people I've talked to about this, you don't even have to know a lot about Jordan to really like this, or even about basketball. You don't even have to like basketball, really.
Oh, you don't even have to like sports. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, to really like to sink your teeth into this one, like, you, it's just like a crazy like in like a look in on this lifestyle and like how crazy it really was back then.
I guess the latest, most popular doc I was thinking was probably, what was it, Icarus? The Russian doping one was a big one as well. I know that was a hit. I watched a couple episodes, just absolutely crazy. But just like, I think for me, I like this Jordan one because I follow basketball and I really want to learn more about Jordan because I have no knowledge about him. Whereas the other one, it was like news that I already knew, but I wasn't as close to. Like, obviously, I remember when the Olympics, like when they couldn't even say they were Russia, like that was pretty fucked up. But I don't know. It just seemed like that one almost seemed fake to me. Like it couldn't even be real, but obviously it was. But yeah, I don't know.
The characters too. That Russian dude that had to go into hiding.
Oh yeah. No, it's like,
he like exposed the whole thing. I can't remember his name. It was like Dmitry or something, but fuck, man.
People just like, I don't even know how many people came out alive after that one.
Yeah, no, it was literally like a time you would get executed if you even like had a shred of evidence on you.
Yeah, for sure.
It was crazy at that time.
Back to the doc. What do you think about Jerry Krause, GM?
I think that
on his side or against him.
I'm on his side. I just, especially if what he was saying about the whole, like, that quote was taken out of, I think the quote, I forget what it was. It was like, front offices win championships, not the players.
Or the whole team.
If that really was taken out of concept, like, he claims that they left out the next word, which was like, it was something that made it sound a lot more,
he did put this team together.
And like, he did go out, he got Jordan, he got the players to play around him and all this stuff, got the right coaching staff.
Picked up their biggest rival, Dennis Rodman, pretty much, other than Isaiah Thomas. Like, Rodman's probably the next, other than that big center.
Went out, got Pippen, kind of just knew what the team needed, and like, got good guys that can play the role, like a Steve Kerr and all of them.
Everyone always remembers the last thing you do, though, not like the first thing, right? So when he went out and like pretty much tainted the whole season, the last season, obviously, I don't even know what happens, but just the way they handled that last season of a dynasty, it just kind of leaves like a sour taste in your mouth. That's kind of what people remember.
Like, especially when you're winning that much and like, you're such like a high regarded franchise and like all the focus is kind of on Michael. There's a lot of egos that can be developed that may have not, like, he might not have been very ego heavy back then, but when you start winning rings and you're not getting any credit for it, like he was pretty much, like, everyone was pretty much just saying, oh, it's Jordan carrying everyone. It's
and
Jordan
just getting made fun of too by the star player that you pretty much did everything for. And he's just making fun of like your height and your weight and your shortness. Like, it was kind of fucked up, to be honest, but yeah,
I could see it kind of both sides. Like, I'm sure he wants the credit. I'm sure Krause would love to be Jordan playing basketball and winning championships, but he's the guy in the front office kind of just being
dancing
the kind of
on the plane too.
They
had to put that dancing in the plane clip on just in case they hadn't made fun of him enough. They had to show that too. Like,
I don't know what side I'm leaning more towards, but I like, I can see both sides and I see why, he would be mad.
He's a mastermind. Mm-hmm. All the pieces he put together, that was crazy.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, for sure. But, it was kind of crazy though. And I'm trying to compare this to the Raptors championship because I do see parallels between, like Kawhi and Jordan after he won the fifth title. Like, they're in the presser after the fight. They win the fucking championship. He's got this championship hat on. And they're asking about, like, the business decisions and, like, what's going to happen next season. And, like, Toronto didn't do that with Kawhi. Like, everyone knew it, but everyone was just soaking up the moment. But I guess because Toronto's never won, whereas Chicago had done it for 5 times. So I guess it's a bit different. But I couldn't imagine if, like, Kawhi wasn't asked about next year and after winning, was he? Like, maybe a couple weeks after.
It was like, there's like a few things that were like, so you think you're going to resign here? And you just kind of gave the whole like nonchalant, like, I don't know yet and all this stuff. But
I guess they mention it, but I don't know.
It wasn't heavily leaned on like it was in these.
I just like drew parallels there. And obviously, like, we didn't see the whole presser or anything. It was just clips, but kind of crazy how you can step out, still have the championship hat on, and they're asking the best player like what he's going to do. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Also, there are like multiple quotes saying set a 7-footer, like you can't win without like 7-footers and stuff like that. And now you look at the NBA and it's like all the best players are completely short. You know what I mean? Like,
it's small ball dominant now.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of weird seeing that. What about Pippen? What do you think about his attitude? Because I see him on TV now. What is he on, like The Jump? And he seems like a decent guy. A little bit. I don't want to say cocky, but he's definitely confident. What do you think about his whole holdout situation?
I could see why he would be like, he really was a phenomenal player. Like, he was he arguably could have been the second best in the league. Definitely the second best on the team. And getting paid that little, I think that would really weigh heavy on you. Especially, I think, like, when they compared it, I think, like, guys on, like, the role players on his team were making more.
Yeah, he was in like the hundreds.
He was 122nd at the time, I think. I think that's what that was. And compared that to this league, I think the 122nd guy is a guy who hasn't played in 2 seasons, and he's making almost like triple what he made at the time.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
I know, obviously, at the time, the financials is different. Like, the dollar value is a lot different. But still, like, he was getting not a lot of money for what he was outputting. So I could see why you'd be pissed. And like the whole I see it's another thing, like the Jerry Krause thing. I see why both sides would be very displeased. But I think I, in this scenario, I would lean towards more the team, because he did sign the contract.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's funny.
I think the agent just kind of dropped the ball there. I know. And he even admitted, he said, I shouldn't have signed it. Like, but he was just worried about the injury. Sometimes
he
you got to
worried about. He was worried about like his family, because he didn't have a, am I wrong in saying he had a bit of a tough upbringing, like a couple deaths?
Yeah.
No, or maybe a couple of his family members were in a wheelchair, so he wanted like that financial security.
He was very heavily reliant on his family.
I guess he got financial security, but not as much as he could have. But
he probably makes more money as an analyst now.
Wow. Yeah. Actually, though.
When you really think about it, I think ESPN probably is paying him more.
I mean, back then, no.
Like, yeah, I know. Obviously, back then,
all that. But... Yeah, I know what you're saying, though. That's almost facts. Yeah,
I would almost just put them on him, though.
Like taking this surgery during the season, I don't know. Like he obviously
just a fuck you to the
team. He didn't want to work during the summer, but I guess it kind of worked out if he would have left, because he came back and played well.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know about that.
And then I kind of see
his bad vision game, or when he had the migraines. That was kind of crazy too. I don't know. He just had like, it seemed like Pippen had that chip on the shoulder, understandably, but all these things that they were like highlighting were, I don't want to say petty, but I don't know. He carried a lot of emotional baggage, I would say, from being like the second, like the Robin.
Yeah, he's always going to be looked at as the second guy on that team. Yeah. Like when you think the Bulls and you think the Dynasty, you think Jordan. Some people might even think Jordan, Rodman. Then Pippen, but so in worst case he's third, which is that's treasonous. But
Robin's quite the character too, eh? Just like
I love the episode
with Madonna. I didn't know he was with Madonna. It's crazy.
Dude, his track record is pretty good.
Yeah. What were you gonna say about him?
I loved the episode, and I know everyone was hyping it up, but I think I loved the Phil Jackson one. I think that was an even crazier of a story.
Yeah, he used to, like...
coaching in a league where they killed refs if they made bad calls.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then he was using all of these, like, First Nations ideologies and, like, methodologies to, like, teaching and coaching. It was crazy. He's just like, I don't know. I didn't know that much about him, because the Phil Jackson... Not the Phil Jackson we know, but, like, he's still trying to keep the triangle going with the Knicks and whatever, right? That was, like, the most recent we heard about him. And it just... It's, like, another one where his, like, image is tainted for the younger demographic. But it was crazy the shit he did. Yeah, and the, like, people in that one league, where was it? I can't even remember.
It was like a Mexican league.
Yeah.
It was like a South American league.
Yeah. People were, like, shot. Or, like,
yeah, the cartel throw, like, rocks
at the... Yeah, it's crazy.
It was, like, fun. It's almost like the Russian mafia has a lot in the KHL. It's kind of like that almost, but that, like, that's still going on today. But, yeah, that's crazy. Like, he coached in a league. If a ref made a bad call, he would... potentially get murdered at the end of the game.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the Pistons walking off at the end of episode 4? Do you stand with the Pistons or?
No. You got to shake the hands. They like the Bulls did it. They have to. Like, that's just kind of petty.
But the Celtics didn't.
I don't know. I think you should just shake the hands.
Yeah, personally, I think that's right, but I can...
It just comes with the sport.
So do you think IT is just saving his ass by, like, bringing up the Celtics when, in reality, when he was actually going through it, he was just getting off there because he was pissed that he got swept and embarrassed?
There's nothing wrong with them just walking off. They're pissed. I get it, but, like, in terms of, like, if you should have done it or shouldn't have done it, you obviously should have done it. In the heat of the moment, I don't blame them for just walking off. Like, you're pissed. But, like, when you're really looking at it from, like, a different, like, a afterwards perspective, you got to kind of just be like, yeah, that was petty. We should have just done it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there. Yeah, I don't know. We talked about it for a good 10 minutes there. Such a good talk. I'm excited. So does it drop
Monday?
Sunday night? Another two episodes. Monday.
I think it's on ESPN. Like, everyone talks about it Sunday nights.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't get to see it until the Monday, which that's the only thing that kind of sucks. So, yeah.
That's
I kind of like know everything about it almost. Right, I know the juicy stuff, and then I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get into this tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like
I do don't mind that.
Yeah. What else have you been watching on Netflix?
Yeah, I think I said it before. So I binged like the entire thing of Too Hot to Handle.
What
that show so, is a that show
is it like Bachelor-esque? How's that go?
I watched. I relate to more of Love Island. I don't know. That's another one that I don't know if you've seen, but I love.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like a show where they just pit like, just really like Instagram models.
Yeah, it's like people are
fitness
like,
models.
They're all ripped. Going on there to hook up. Like it's not.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they go on there to they try and find love. Pretty much is what they always push. But with this one, there's like a twist where they pretty much like have all these like insanely attractive people at the, and they're like dying to get with each other, and then
yeah,
they
hype them to be like all horned up.
Yeah. I think they call them sexed up serial swipers.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just jokes. But yeah, they yeah, so they throw $100K pretty much. They say if you at the end of all this, you all split $100K. But if you kiss or like I forget what the real stipulations for it. Basically any sexual like interactions.
Yeah. Yeah.
They cost you like a series of money. I think like a kiss is like $3K, but like I think like if they full on have sex, I think that's like $20K.
It's and like five and they're out.
Okay. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So like basically they just like yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. I really like the first episode. I think it did go downhill because like it got very like they do like a yoga class and then all of a sudden they're just like, I'm a different person now. I'm the new me. And it's just like, come on,
it's
man.
Cheesy.
As soon as they get out of this, they're banging 100% and they're not giving a fuck anymore.
I only saw the first episode. It's just funny when they walk in because it's like, just like flies on shit. Like looking, yeah. They like watch the people walk in. But I don't know. I looked up a couple people off the show and like, it looks like some people are in relationships and I know you've seen it all, so don't spoil it, but it's kind of funny to see that.
There are people.
That it's like, did it work? Did their math? Because they, it's so funny because they show all these people who are just seem like they're so ingenuine and they just want to go on there and hook up. And then they're like, the robot like says, oh, and we want it to be like a real raw relationship where they learn about each other and it's about feelings and not looks and stuff. It's so funny. Pretty cheesy, but good concept.
I don't know how like genuine it all is, but yeah, there's some people that do stay together. A lot of people fucking blew up. One chick went on there. She's from BC as well, which is pretty weird. I don't know why that was like so like hyped up, but like she's like, oh yeah, I'm from Canada. And everyone like treated her like she was just like a foreign person, like the Britain. There's a lot of British people on there too, and she's like lumped in there with them.
Yeah.
It's like what? But she says she has like 300K followers on Instagram at the beginning of like the first episode. I looked her up after. She's had like 2.8 million.
That's crazy. So
like her life is just complete. She doesn't have to do anything.
You don't have to work. You can just post a picture of like a
oh yeah,
juice protein
or just fine.
Whey protein and make money without doing anything. So that'd be the life.
Yeah, she's pushing CBD.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've already bought like a huge care pack.
the Francesca 20 code.
Fran 20.
I watched that Waco show. You see that?
I know about it. I don't know the show.
I watched it pretty quickly. I think it's like 6 episodes. It was pretty good. Really fucked up. Obviously, based on a real story that I didn't like. I don't know the story. I kind of figured that I knew what happened, but it was crazy to see what happened. And I know it's based upon a book of one of the guys who actually survived it, which made it seem somewhat more realistic, if you know what I mean. It's not just like like you have kind of that inside perspective, because I know, like, not to ruin it, but there's people like stuck inside a house, and when you have somebody who was in there, even though his opinion might be a bit biased, at least you're getting that other side, right? So you have the side from the outside and the inside. So I think it made it kind of cool. What would you think about having the cameras around you? Like that,
like a documentary, and like
like Michael Jordan. I couldn't imagine having those all cameras around you all the time for such a high profile athlete. I mean, not like all the time, but you know what I mean.
Like, it's crazy that they've been sitting on it for that long.
I wonder how much he got paid, and if he just wanted to. Did he say why he wanted it released?
I heard. I don't know. This is just like a something that some analyst put out, but apparently he had no intentions of releasing any of it until the LeBron win in 2016.
Really?
And then he's like, all right, let's produce this. I don't know. I don't know if it was treated as a way to keep him almost relevant. I think it might just be someone started. I could see him being this way, though. Like, just especially through all this. Yeah, he wants to win. He wants to stay relevant. Not even stay relevant. He's always going to be relevant. But like, kind of like remind the new school of who really is the best. Because I think you can say, because I know him, Kobe, and MJ always, LeBron, sorry, always, they always say they don't care. And like all this stuff, but they obviously do care.
Oh yeah, you don't get
and,
that.
I think this is just a way for not a way for. I think it's just it's a cool outlook, but like I think it really is just like a reminding the new school of like why he is the best. Because it is flipping me. Like I would have probably I just would have said LeBron is the best I've seen because I didn't watch Jordan, but now after like these docs really do change your opinion. Like I would 100% see why this is such a like a non-debate to a lot of people. Like it's clearly Jordan, and that
I wonder if the next one will be Kobe. Do you think
There is a Kobe episode? I'm pretty sure. I know they hyped it up.
Do you think they'll like create a full like docu-series about Kobe though, just like with his passing and like honor? I could see that happening.
That'd be if they have the footage, I could see them doing that.
It'd be a great way to honor him. Like they could, a ton of people would want to speak on it too. I think it'd just be
I think a lot of people would want to be on this.
People would say maybe it would be like a profit searcher, but I think it'd be really cool, and I think it'd be like nice for his family to see something like that, you know?
Like, yeah, it's like
it's just a like way to like what do you call it, like closure almost on his
like a good farewell passing. Almost like a good like a way to remember it almost.
Not like anyone, not like you can ever move on from that, but like if like his main circle can get their words in there, kind of get it out there. I think that'd be pretty awesome. I could see that happening within the next 5 years, maybe. That'd be cool. Just something that popped into my head. I don't even know if that's something you should do after somebody passes away, but I think it would be an awesome documentary because he's kind of Kobe's the same. Like, seems like he has that mean attitude. Like, likes to kick people in the ass, but just cuts their throat as well. Yeah. You never know. Yeah, I think that'd be cool. And that's just something that popped into my mind.
I was talking last night. There's an idea floating around now. Like, you know, of like making our own documentary almost through quarantine. We're going to like compile a bunch of old clips of us and like going through like university and all that. And then like have like cutaways to us like sitting in our living rooms about the scenes.
Dude, we have nothing to do now. Like,
I know.
That is so funny. I would love to do that.
It's one of the. It would Connor, be like,
he took like journalism and he could put that together. Not like you need to take journalism to do that, but he's really.
He took journalism so he can do this. Well, I just don't have the time. I have so much time on my hands, but I wouldn't do it.
He dubs in like hilarious clips and like music. It's just so funny. But if he like was going hard and like trying to make like, he could probably make like a really good documentary. And then it would just be like our boring content. Like, it's not like we're Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? It would just be like,
I know it's just like a parody almost. That's why
I know.
It's like the average project too, because we couldn't show it to anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
We could. They just wouldn't fucking think it's funny. But it would just only be funny.
Or if it's like, you know how you guys made the album, if we did like a series about that somehow, that would be really funny.
We were pretty much fleshing it all last night. There would be a tie-in.
I think that would be really cool. And then you could pretend like you were like grinding away and like what your lyrical inspiration is. It would be just so satirical. It'd be hilarious.
Well, we were going to make a satirical like genius video almost. And like just have like some stupid lyric that we said, but like we would have like, I would be like, I was really moved by looking at a Jackson Pollock painting, and I just thought, gazing upon the starry nights, and then just having like reference to nothing pretty much. And the bar would just be like how I went into a club and drank two shots and got carried out.
That's funny. That would be hilarious.
I think it would be funny. It would have nothing else to do, and I was just like, it's so easy to do. Just set up a little, you could literally just set up your laptop webcam, just sit in front of it and go like, yeah, when I was at this first year keg party and I passed out, I was just thinking like, this is the time, you know? It's just so stupid like that.
My life.
We have like a little story. It'd be so dumb, but it'd be funny.
Yeah. So you got a lot of time in your hands. You done school now?
Yep. Pretty much.
At least as much as like school and work, I don't usually like during these times, it's like, that's keeping me busy. If I didn't work during the day, I'd be like bugging out a bit, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't really have much to do. Like, I think, well, on May, I think later in the month, I start like a kind of placement kind of thing for my school. So that'll keep me somewhat busy, but like.
Home or in person?
Yeah, it's in a work from home capacity.
Nice.
That'll take up pretty much like days, but like pretty much after like four, it's like, what am I going to fucking do now?
That's okay though. At least it's like half your day. I feel like I feel fine. I still feel like at night, if it's just like sitting with my family eating dinner, watching a movie, and then just come up and play video games with the guys because you can't see each other, right? But I find that my days are going by nicely. So my eyes are like bloodshot though because I look at my screen all day. It's crazy. Once the weather gets nice, I'll be outside a lot more. But because I got to look at the computer screen at work all day, and then I look playing video games or on the computer. It's like, holy shit, it looks like I'm high half the time.
Well, maybe you are.
Maybe. High on life. Listen to any music? You like the new Drake tapes that dropped?
I like them more than I thought I would. By that, I mean, like, there's a few good songs that I like from it. I took from a lot of the other ones. They kind of just... I feel bad always harping on this, but they always just kind of like, I feel like I've heard the beats. I feel like I've heard the lyric. Like, it's always the kind of like the same topics, but then you'll get like a good like banger out of them though. You'll still get like a D4L, or you get I like Chicago Freestyle, and Landed was good. Yeah, there's a few good takeaways, but I don't think I would come back to this that often.
Yeah, it's perfect for the times.
Yeah.
Fuck, I would have him put out an album every week if we could.
Fuck, I know.
I'm excited for the studio album for sure. In the summer, even though it'll probably be the same, but I'm still excited for it.
You gotta watch Too Hot to Handle, man. Sharon?
I've seen the first one.
Oh. Sharon steals my heart.
He just goes in for it on the first episode.
There's so many people that are just like, I get you have to do this, but like, where does this like confidence come to, almost to a point where it's like, this is so forward. Like, he just like, that one dude just comes up to some chick and just starts like talking to her. Next thing you know, he's rubbing lotion on her ass.
Yeah, there's like, gotta be a bit of acting to that. Like, I was thinking the same thing. He's like, oh, he walks right in. He walks right in and he's like, oh, just happened to bring my suntan lotion.
Oi.
I'm like, oh.
Oi, you got a mighty fine rear?
Yeah.
Mind if I lotion? And then next thing you know, I'm like, that'll never work. Next thing you know, he's fucking doing it.
It's like those like people on The Bachelor. You know, they all show up and they get out of the limo. And then
yes,
that one guy who's wearing like a costume or something, or has some dumb like skit. Woo-boom. And it's like, yeah, exactly. The woo-boom guy.
Dude.
But you remember them. And some of these dickheads, they just like stay in because the show this is just my guess, but the show needs like that character, right? You can't just get rid of them on the first episode. You got to have some drama on the show. So I think
that's where this show takes a kind of turn for the worse. I'll let you get to that, but they kind of,
give me a taste.
So this is one chick. I think this is in episode two and everyone kind of knows about this one. So this one chick, it's the IG model with 2.8 followers now.
Yeah.
She basically just kisses this guy first day, right into the rules. Breaks the rules, 3K. Everyone's pissed at them, pretty much. But this dude kind of like was like, dude, she came on to me. She was kissing me. I didn't want to do this. And so it made her kind of look like the villain. And to retaliate, her and this other girl that she befriended, pretty much, they're like the mean girls of the group. And they're like, let's cost this group even more money for being dicks.
Oh, so I saw the clip
basically
of that. Yeah,
they kiss each other. They lose the thing 3K. And then they're like, all right, now we're going to play it off. Like, we didn't do it. And then immediately, this like Jesus-looking dude is just like, what if it's the two girls? And they're like, that could never happen. There's no way that could have been us. And then he's just like, I'm going to ask the robot. He asked the robot. Fucking robot narcs on them. And then they're like, well, I guess we hate you guys now. It was like, where's the tension now?
The robot thing just...
The robot thing ruined it.
It's too cheesy. I don't know.
It's too trying to be modern, and they just threw like an Alexa in to be like, oh, I know. Future.
It's not even an ad. Like, they're not even getting money off it. Why do you have to fucking do that? So
the show concept's already like a good, interesting idea. You don't need the fucking, you don't need a fucking Google Home in the middle of them.
Also, the thing in the first episode, they all acted like they were gonna die when the what was it? The twist, the robot thing.
Oh my god!
Said like. What's the twist? And they're like, oh, is anybody else scared? It's like, what do you have to be scared? It's not like
did they all lose their virginity when they were fucking one?
Yeah, I know. Like,
they're like, I've never been through a dry spell like this. How about for at least 16 years? I hope.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how long they were there for. I think this was filmed. This obviously had to have been filmed a while ago, but it acted like they were there for the whole summer. I think they were there for like fucking 3 weeks, but like, you guys can't just, there's a point in the fucking last episode where this couple has to go the whole night without touching each other, and they're acting like that is the most outrageous thing, and there's no way they could do it.
Oh, I know.
It gets, and then like, there's like all this tension stuff. I'll let you know if they actually do it or not, because it's actually, that part is actually funny, to watching the other house guests just be like, oh, fucking course. One British guy's like, of course they're going to shag.
I know. It's pretty much just British people, Americans, and Aussies, or people from New Zealand,
And then one Canadian.
Yeah, true. International flavor. It's like American and Canadian is so similar, but they act like it isn't at the beginning.
From like BC too, like the most like, not like, BC. I can't think of like a BC accent. Like at least like Toronto people have. I guess they have like the Toronto accent almost. Mm-hmm. But like BC, I don't think there's anything different.
Yeah, I agree.
Just like a straight white person.
That's pretty funny.
It's so jokes. But yeah, they treat her like she's fucking from from another world.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know. I'm excited to watch the rest of the show, actually, even though it's like one of those spoof shows. It makes you laugh. I watched this stupid movie the other day, too. Have you seen Stuber?
Yeah, it's like a while ago.
It's so dumb. It's like, who's the wrestler? What is the wrestler's name? Batista?
Yeah. Dave Batista, the animal?
Yeah, it was pretty funny, though. I watched it.
It's him and that Kamali guy, right?
Yeah. It's like he's like an Uber driver, and then he takes, like, the Batista guy got like his eyes done or something, like LASIK eye surgery or whatever. So he can't see anything. So the guy's got to drive him around and like catch this drug lord guy. But it made me laugh. Like that the comedian is actually so funny in it. Just he plays that, like he plays his Silicon Valley. Like he plays very similar to that, like that type of humor where it's like he's just saying stupid shit, but it makes you, and like acting stupid, but it makes you laugh for sure. So I thought that was pretty funny.
I don't remember the movie fully. I think I do. I think it was at like a drive-in, and it was like the one before the movie I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
And it's I'm not saying it's up
for an Oscar, but I laughed. I laughed the whole time. It was pretty funny.
He's funny in Guardians. I do like that Dave Bautista guy. Yeah, he plays the blue guy.
Oh, that's hilarious. It looks exactly like him, too, if I think I'm thinking about that now.
Yeah. That's so funny. He just plays himself pretty much. You can just tell he's not, like, a good actor. So he just kind of, like, a director just goes, just play, like, a tough guy. And then he just does that so generically, it's good. Almost.
I know. Yeah. Well, he's been acting his whole career, right? So.
Yeah, in a way. He's been kind of just playing that guy.
Obviously, not on the same level, but.
There's a thing to it though. Like I do enjoy like a lot of rock movies. Like they're just so generic to the point where it's like the most generic one is like the Fast and the Furious roles.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say that.
Those are just like, they're not like good movies, but like I just watch them still. I don't know why.
Yeah. I know. They're enjoyable. Like just mindless action. Like I watched a couple good movies recently. I watched Triple Frontier this morning. It's a Netflix movie. Not necessarily. Like, it had some plot to it, too. It was pretty good. Ben Affleck was in it. It was pretty good. I'd check it out if you're into, like, that mindless action where you can just sit there and, like, you don't have to pay attention the whole time, but it's going to be good. Yeah. I also watched that Extraction one, which is the exact same way. That one's literally a video game where people are just dying the whole time. but yeah, it's one of those mindless action ones that I actually enjoyed. Netflix is just pumping out the content, though. It's like they had all these banked, and they know people are watching it now, yeah. So they're letting it live.
Yeah, this is the time. This is when they're going to get all their fucking streaming numbers.
Yeah.
No, I do. I love the mindless actions, though. I don't know why. There's something about just like a car going through like 10 roofs and then like four buildings collapse. And then no one cares. It just only focuses on the main characters.
I know.
You should make a movie about like
that guy who just
the world around that.
Yeah.
But that'd be a funny little parody movie about that.
It's funny. I just watched them with my mom because when I'm not home, it's her and my sister. And my sister would never watch a movie like that, right? So I've been ripping. Like, I woke up early this morning. We watched that Triple Frontier, and then got another couple ones. The Foreigner is on the list, maybe. A little classic Jackie Chan, just like stupid movies, but we're gonna watch it with my mom.
It's like the complete opposite. Like, my dad watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That was a movie I never thought he would watch.
Yeah.
So I came upstairs and I saw he's watching. I'm like, oh, good movie. And he's just like, oh, you've seen it? I'm like, oh yeah, wait till the end. He's like, what? And then so he watches the whole thing, and I came up right before he watched the end, and he's like, this movie's pretty long. It's cool though. Like, they're just kind of hanging out. It's pretty funny. And I'm like, he's like, what's the end? And I'm like, wait. And he didn't, I don't think he knew it was around the Charles Manson stuff.
Yeah.
So when he watches like the gruesome like end, he's just like, oh, what? And then he's just freaking out. And then I'm just like, well, I told you. And he's just like, you didn't tell me someone would get their head smashed into a
fucking, I know. The crazy end of the movie.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I thought you've seen his movies before. And he's just like, I don't even know who made this. I'm like, Tarantino. He goes, oh, that makes sense. So now he did like it. He said it was just too gruesome. But now he's watching all the other Tarantinos. I think he just watched Django. I showed him one of the Kill Bills.
Yeah, that's classic.
Fucking jokes, though. I rewatched Django. I fucking love that movie, man.
Just so many classics. You know what movie's been on the TV on AMC every time I flip through the channels is Gran Torino. I would say it's been on the TV.
I know.
At least 3 times a week. I don't understand. Maybe it's just like they have their rotation, but at like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock after dinner, it's always Gran Torino. And that is like, I love that movie, but I watched it once. I don't need to watch it every single day for the whole quarantine.
I've seen it a few times. Yeah, I do really like it. But fuck. It's almost like someone, it's like a radio station. Like someone will call in and be like, oh, I want to hear that new Weekend. And it's like, do you really? We've played that 20 times. Like, you can actually ask for anything. He's like, no, I want the Weekend. It's like, it's just like, I've been in this booth for a really long time, headphones on, listen to the Weekend a lot. Yeah. Why don't you just recommend something else? No, nope, Blinding Lights, please. And it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude, this should make a movie about that. Radio host just goes on. He just keeps hearing Blinding Lights the entire time.
Yeah.
No, but another one is like, that's like The Gray. The Gray was always on.
Yeah, is that the Liam Neeson one?
That's the Liam Neeson with the wolves one.
Yeah. It's just those ones that are good movies, have some sort of action to them that keep you engaged, has a plot too that is kind of feel good in the end, if you know what I mean. Like, I know Gran Torino has a sad ending, but it's, you still like, you see that character development, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He is kind of the villain, Grant. He's not a good guy in Gran Torino.
No, he's not at all.
He develops
into a better person, but he's still not a good guy.
I saw someone tweeted, or there was like a YouTube comment on Gran Torino, like a video, and someone was like, it just feels like they made a documentary and they just followed Mel Gibson around.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No.
In the movie?
Gran Torino, yeah.
No, it's Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, that's what it was. Yeah, they walked around and filmed Clint Eastwood, and they just made a documentary about what he would do in normal days, like his everyday normal life.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up, but you never know.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about, Jay?
Just looking at the notes. Unless you want to talk about smoothies.
No. Ripping a smoothie, no breakfast.
Do you not eat breakfast?
No, I'm not a food guy in the morning. I just like, okay, I guess a smoothie is food, but I just like to rip a quick smoothie in the morning.
Intermittent fast?
Yeah, pretty much.
Big Joe Rogan guy?
Healthy guy.
I don't think I could ever do that. I love eating. I always have a bagel in the morning.
Okay, I love breakfast food is one of my favorite meals of the day. Oh, my favorite meals. I mean, there's only three. It's not like I have a ton to pick from, but I do love like eggs, bacon, omelets, eggs,
Brunch.
Benny. You can't go wrong with that. My mom made me a nice little homemade breakfast sandwich today, top notch, with a nice Kraft single slice melted on top.
Jesus.
Just good cheddar cheese, good real
There's
cheddar
something
cheese.
about a Kraft single that is disgusting until you eat it.
Until
Like
you
looking at
melt
a
it.
Kraft single in the
Until you
fridge,
melt
and
it.
you're just like, that is not appealing at all.
I used to
But
eat them as a
until it's
kid,
on your
though.
sandwich, damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even like it. It's got to be melted for me now, though. Something about it gives me like the heebie-jeebies just looking at like a. I don't even. It sounds weird saying this, but I want to say like a raw Kraft Singles. Like it needs to be cooked like a piece of meat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't need a cold or anything, but like, yeah. My ideal nachos are just a couple tortilla chips with a Kraft single slice over
Oh. It's probably
it.
what like that cheese is though that people usually have on nachos.
Well, if you had a movie theater, then yeah, that's. I think that's just a liquid Kraft single.
Yeah, still tastes good though. It's
You
just like
know,
cheese. It's a cheese whiz put in the microwave.
there's a thing on Uber Eats I saw, and it's like you can order just the nachos.
Oh,
Who the fuck would
Cineplex. I
do
saw
that?
somebody was eating Cineplex. Watch, that's
Yeah,
kind of
Cineplex
funny.
nachos. It's just
Watching a
like, why
movie
would
on
you order
Netflix and then you order like some popcorn and like pop and some candy. That's kind of cool. Like you don't have to leave the
I
house.
have zero problem. You can order like alcohol, too. You can order like a pack now. There's like a Brick Cider Works pack. You can order. I think it's like $20.
Oh
It's
yeah.
not bad. But like, why the fuck would you order the fucking nachos?
Yeah, I know.
Or
It's
like a
like
hot dog and then get it delivered when it's cold.
I know. I'm ordering Frosties within the next couple of minutes, I'd say, as soon as we hop off this. I'm excited to get
Oh,
some
I'm
wings.
debating it too. I'm
Yeah.
really loading it up. It's
Well,
weird.
it'd be a long ride for you all the way to Kingston, but
Oh,
are you
fuck,
going home
true.
tonight?
Oh yeah, I am going home, so I might actually just order it.
True. Yeah.
Fuck, the way
It closes early though, that's the only thing, so you gotta watch out. I
has
think it
he
closes early now, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Were you at all deterred from it? From like ordering with this like pandemic thing?
Makes me sick, think twice. Like the packaging and stuff. Like the delivery people going to different houses, but I just like sometimes through this you just gotta have some faith that some people are doing right, like the companies, Uber Eats drivers are hopefully taking precautions because although like my mom has to go out to the grocery store and buy all the foods and stuff like that, so there's people handling that, you know what I mean? So as long as I usually bring the bag in and bring all the stuff and put it on plates and then just wash my hands and eat it. I don't know that I kind of rambled on there, but I think it comes into my mind and I kind of get grossed out and like not scared, but you think about it. But I'm still gonna do it because you gotta have some sense of normality throughout this. Like we can't, I don't know, get something from the
Yeah.
outside world, do you feel? What about you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way so far. Like I've thought twice, but like I think I haven't ordered too much, but it's just like weird little things. Like when you get the packaging, you almost I don't know where to put it because I don't want to put it on like dining room table because I don't know where it's pinned. But like I know in reality it's probably still safe. But like, are you a sanitize the groceries guy now? I've seen a lot of people doing that.
Sometimes if I'm eating an orange, I'll like put a little soap on it. Kind of weird, but
Wait,
I
what?
don't
Is
even
this
know
real?
why. Yeah. But I don't even know why. It's so stupid. I don't do it. No, I wouldn't sanitize. If I went and got groceries, I'd just eat them. Like, I just feel like that's being too paranoid and it's gonna have worse repercussions than it would, like positives. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I've also seen things where it's like sanitizing your groceries doesn't do anything anyways. Because what are you gonna wipe it for a second and like I don't think the virus comes
Yeah,
off it.
I
I'm not a
see why
doctor though.
I think yeah, I see why people do it. I don't fully understand the method of it. I could just see kind of like the mental aspect, like it's just easier of arresting it in your head. Like you know at least you think it's clean
That's
almost.
exactly what I was just gonna say. Yeah, for sure. It's
Yeah.
just like a peace of mind thing.
It's like when you drop your fork on the ground, pick it up immediately. You know it's probably nothing's wrong with it, but you still just like run it under soap and water or something like that, just to
One
rest it
stream of
easier hand.
water, and then you act like
Yeah.
it's
Yeah,
completely
quick little
clean now.
burst.
Yeah. That's good though. Okay, I think we'll cut it off here. We've been going for a while now. Any last words to say, Jay?
Stay home.
Spoken from a man of truth. We talked about the MJ doc, talked about a couple other shows we're watching and some music that we're listening to. Thanks everyone for listening. Stay safe and stay home. Peace.